AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A man is in custody after landing a small helicopter on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol.
It made for a strange sight, a tiny gyrocopter sitting on the west lawn, its rotors slowly spinning. Capitol Police say it landed about a half block from the Capitol itself. A Florida mailman named Doug Hughes took responsibility, saying on a website he was delivering letters to lawmakers to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. The incident prompted street closures and a temporary lockdown at the Capitol Visitor Center as police sent a robotic bomb detector to check out the chopper. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton wound up her two-day swing through Iowa by hearing the concerns of small business owners in Norwalk.
As good as it is that we've kind of dug ourselves out of the hole of the Great Recession, we're not up and running yet. And unfortunately, the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top, and we need to reshuffle the cards.
The board of the Clinton Foundation says it will continue accepting donations from foreign governments, but only six nations, a move aimed at insulating Hillary Clinton from controversies over the charity's reliance on millions of dollars from abroad. She resigned from the foundation's board last week. There were a lot of sad memories Wednesday, 2 years since the Boston Marathon bombing. Liz Norden is the mother of two sons who lost their right legs in the attack.
For everybody else, it's been, you know, probably a long 2 years. For us, it seems as though it's, just yesterday.
A Seattle zoo has sent its two aging female elephants, Bamboo and Chai, on their long journey to a new home in Oklahoma City. After a federal appeals court declined to block the transfer, activists argue the long trip would endanger the elephants' health. This is AP Radio News. An investigation by the Veterans Affairs Inspector General finds serious problems at the Philadelphia VA.
Allison Hickey, the official in charge of VA benefits, says the department has been working to fix the problems, which led to a backlog that delayed 31,000 inquiries by veterans served by the Philadelphia facility. She also described the problems as a last year thing. The IG report disagrees, citing fresh whistleblower allegations, including a scheme to credit staff for training they did not complete.
AP correspondent Tim McGuire. Michael Phelps is back following a six-month suspension by USA Swimming after a second drunken driving arrest last fall.
You know, I take full responsibility for all of my actions, and you know, for me, I know I've hurt a lot of people. I've hurt a lot of people, and it's been terrible.
He's aiming to compete in a fifth Olympics next year in Rio. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.